This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Grant is brought to you by Acrecio Hargrove, Alive, Baja Retreat and Spa, the Bahamas Professional Golf Association, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Marco's Pizza, and Skin Solutions.
The Foundation.
Foundation. Oh, it's the foundation. Oh, foundation. Oh, it's the foundation. Foundation. Oh, it's the foundation.
It's the foundation that's rocking the nation. Howard Grant's the host, got in radio station 96.9, 12 to 2 is the time. You can call the show or use the text line. Yeah, he educated.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, live and in full effect, all the way from Baja Retreat. Talk to me. It is an absolutely gorgeous day. I can say that today because I'm not in the studio. Talk to me. I'm out here. It's absolutely beautiful. We get the clouds over there, just kind of cascading, preparing for something, hopefully later on. But definitely we're out here and having a beautiful time. I want you to come down to Baja Retreat and take care of yourself, man. We talked about this. We talked about this sort of an idea of getting ready and getting ourselves ready for Mother's Day that's coming on Sunday. So we're grateful to Baja Retreat always being able to kind of keep that tradition of alive and being able to engage us in this time slot. I told you we did it all the time with Juan McCartney, so we're grateful here to be able to kind of chop it down with you guys. It is Small Business Thursdays, an absolutely appropriate day to kind of chop it down with you. If you want to know a little bit more about what we're doing, I'm going to be able to engage Malaika real soon so you can know exactly what's what. But the numbers here are 323-6711, 323-6711. You can kind of give him a call, or 323-6715, and we can do that. Beautiful day, always an absolutely gorgeous day. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper to kind of read that stuff in there, right? I had the paper this morning, and I'm blown away by some stuff, right? If you didn't have an opportunity to be able to pick up your paper, I'll just read the top of it and make you to understand exactly what's what. Woman claims MP brutally attacked her. This is absolutely wild, all caps. All caps. This is Gibson's former fiance seeks to testify virtually in corruption trial. So the judge hears arguments in MP's bid to stop trial from proceeding. We know if you read the story, guys, make sure you pick up the papers. If you read the story, she's all the way in Orlando, Florida, and being able to take on this position. Is this like a recurring theme? Is this our version culturally modified to be identified through the vein of Me Too? Talk to me. Did I go too far? Is that too much? Can I say that? I just wanted to kind of touch that. Is this what we're seeing now, this concept and idea of Me Too? Because it only takes one. It only takes a spark to get the fire going. But before we go further, let me thank all the persons that continue to be able to sponsor the show. I want to thank them. And I want to thank more specifically those persons in preparation for Mother's Day. We've actually talked about this. In preparation for Mother's Day, we've had some wonderful people commit themselves to the show. And one of those persons is definitely Skin Solutions. And Skin Solutions today, they say, indulge your mom and yourself for Mother's Day at Skin Solutions Day Spa and Salon. My Amazing Mom Package is a 50-minute Swedish massage for hot stones, and custom design a facial with gel manicure and classic pedicure. It's a 2.5 hour, $250 skin solution right there in Cable Beach near Bahama. You can give them a call at 327-0500. That's 327-0500. Make sure you check them out over there at Skin Solution in preparation for Mother's Day. We've also had a great opportunity to be able to do something earlier this week, Tuesday, with Ancient Chinese Secret and Dr. Yang. Now, Dr. Yang says to me, Howard, come down on Wednesday morning, which I did. I went down there. She gave me the Guji Berry. She gave me the, what else I got? I got the Cordyceps, the Guji Berries, and the Spirulina. Haven't had the Spirulina just yet, but I'm going to be able to do that. Took the Cordyceps and the Guji Berries. I want to tell you, I've taken it, but my children seem to believe it's candy. They need to stop. You understand? This is wild. Is this what we had children for? All right? My son's 17 now. He says, Dad, you got to stop calling me children. I said, sir, do you know from whence you came? You need to stop. We're going to talk about that off the radio, right? But we're going to talk about it. Now, guys, it's a beautiful day. I'm so happy to be in your company. And, you know, with the sobriety associated with the day of Thursday, we've always been able to say, thank God it's Thursday, but more specifically looking at the paper and sort of the thickness, the density exists that exists in that space, and knowing that this is a day that we recognize those brothers and sisters, mothers, fathers, and others who's transitioned. And we always like to kind of inform you, for those particular persons, if you're going through this time, a time of transition, it's very important that you find someone that you can trust, that can be able to carry on this kind of a legacy and idea, the spirit of the life that was your brother, your sister, or those particular persons. And so we always say, go down to Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. Those are our guys. Those are really our, that's really my family. And I always want to kind of put a plug in there for them to let you know that this is an organization, a family, that's really going to be able to take care of you as you transition and be able to help in those particular areas. I'm excited to be with you guys today. I want to chop down some things also in the paper, but before we go there, I have to be decent in all respects. Talk to me. I have to be decent in all respects to tell you a little bit about Baja Retreat Spa, Mom's special spa packages. They got everything down here. I want to be able to see if I can find Malenka and make sure that she can be able to come out here and talk to us about what she has going on over at Baja Retreat and Spas. It's a beautiful day here, guys. They got me walking through the place. Juanie never had me walk through the place, you know. They got me walking through the place. You can smell the acrylic. I told you my aunt used to do this, and my mother. They had their own store in Grand Bahama. So the acrylic and everything, that is a very familiar scent. Listen, we got Malenka here with us. She's always a bubbly personality to be able to talk. I told her she got to do some radio, man. Let's talk to her. Say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon. With my bad accent, you want me to do radio?
With radio?
You see, they will really understand me.
Talk to me. Tell me about the stuff that you got going on down here at Baja Retreat.
Okay, well, first of all, good afternoon, everybody. So happy to see you. Welcome back. You know, this is your house. You know that. And here at Baja Retreat, you know, it's Mother's Day coming this Sunday. We have some packages going on and specials. We prepare for your mother. You know, you want to pamper your mother this holiday coming Sunday. So we are starting with our Distressed Mom package that included a signature massage or a signature facial, a spa pedicure, gel manicure. And that's like 2.5 hours here at the spa with her. And the price is $183 plus VAT. We also have a mother's and daughter spa day, like both together here with us. That included our Eminent Organic Express Facial, our Aromatherapy Body Porridge, Express Massage with Hot Stone, a spa pedicure, or gel manicure. And that is how I say the two-person. The price is $370 plus VAT. We also have the Mother's Delight. You know, you have to pamper your mother. Who don't love his mother, right? So for that, we incorporate the Love Mom with an aromatherapy massage, a body polish for 90 minutes signature massage. Let me tell you about this massage. You're going to love it. Like, it is a combo of four massages in one. You can have a little bit of sweetie. You can have hot stone. You can have aromatherapy. And you can have the bamboo as well. We also have the Eminence Signature Facial. That's the facial that we do with our organic skincare line. Also including the hot stone manicure, hot stone pedicure, lunch included. You have a budget for $35 for each person. And you're going to be 5 hours and a half together with your mother, with your daughter. And the price is $485. We also have a pamper month. Tell me, who don't want to pamper you, mommy? With a honey lavender relaxing massage, Eminence Signature Facial, Signature Manicure, Signature Pedicure, lunch included from Green Parrot. The duration is 4 hours here with us. The price is $360 plus VAT. And we also have the Sincere Gratitude. You gotta got gratitude for your mother, right? That included an aromatherapy, body polish, express massage with hot stone, classic manicure, a spa pedicure, and the price is $207. We also have our service individual, just in case you don't want to hide the whole package. You can purchase the gift certificate online. You can come here at the spot as well. We are not going to be operated this Sunday, Mother's Day, but we're going to be here tomorrow and today since the 9 to 6 p.m.
Malika, I'm so happy that you've been able to tell about these things. Now, I see some things different that I haven't seen before. Yeah. Lunch included?
Yes. We incorporate lunch included for $35 budget on Green Power Restaurant.
So you can come down here, get yourself pampered, and have lunch. And when your mother asks you, so are we going to a buffet? Mommy, stop it. You just had lunch. You need to calm down, right? Yes, it's too much.
I'm going to make sure you'll have your wine as well. You know that.
Listen, I'm here. I already didn't get my little red glass. I red wine here. She didn't set me up. I said, listen, I was going to wear my slippers today. I changed my mind, right? I'm happy to be here today, ladies and gentlemen. Please come down to Baja Retreat Spa. Make sure that you can get yourself prepared. And sometimes, you know, in a mother's capacity, maybe you drop enough hints. Talk to me. You didn't drop enough hints around the house. You said what you had to say to those persons to say, Mother's Day is coming. What you doing for me? You don't know. Come down here. Take your sweet thing in the cans credit card and pay for your own spa retreat.
So I just excited. And if you don't have the time to come here because you're too busy working, remember you can purchase your gift certificate online. Our gift certificate value for 1 year. We also have our own map app, and you also can find us on Facebook, BajaRetreat.com.
So you always have options to be able to do this. Even if you are busy on Mother's Day, they want to be able to shower you with other gifts, or maybe you're cooking some crab and do whatever you're doing, come and get your spa, your gift certificate. You can do that here at Baja Retreat. I think it's .com, right? BajaRetreat.com. You can be able to pick up the information. Do that and find yourself in the position where you're pampered and taken care of. Now, we're going to have Malika come back with us in a little while, but I want to talk to you about one or two things. One or two things I want to be able to just touch it with you. I'm looking in the paper, and I made one or two calls this morning about this concept and idea associated with what was happening with this DNA testing may be required to prove paternity and citizenship matters. This is what Bell said. Like I said, make sure you pick up the paper. Minister Bell and Labor for Immigration, Keith Bell, said yesterday that the government may have to consider introducing DNA testing to confirm a child's paternity to mitigate against the fraud given in a recent Privy Council ruling. Ridiculous. So I just wanted to kind of talk to you about that and talk to you about the concept associated with these particular things. It's a great deal of things happening out here, and I'm interested in it. If you want to be able to be a part of the conversation, I can hear you. So give me a call, 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, or toll-free 242-300-5720, or hit me up on the text line, 429. Watch me. I don't know how did this come out of my head just now. But anyway, you know the text line. Please, please. I'm not on location, so I can't even look at the numbers. Please, please be a part of the conversation today. And let me know exactly what you're feeling. Now, I started the show off to talk about this concept, and we can be able to make modifications today as we're diving into one or two conversations. Long Island MP Adrian Gibson, former fiancé. I think the story is very strong. It's extremely strong. Former fiancé, Alexandria Mackey, who wishes to testify via video link in the corruption trial alleges that he, which is the MP, choked her, suffocated her, and tried to gouge her eyes out in December of 2001. Acting Director of the Public Prosecution, Cordell Frazier, said that Mackey could be considered a vulnerable witness whose testimony would be dismissed if she were to testify in person. I got some questions for you guys as we are really amalgamating ourselves of what's happening, not necessarily globally, but definitely from a North American standpoint, and identifying a true sense of reflection, more or less, as to what's happening in that society in comparison to ours here. I want to know from you guys your position. I'd like to hear from you your thoughts and views on these particular matters. And can we just keep it as decent as possible? This is not, for me, in the spirit of it, not necessarily a political issue. But this may be identified in one way or the other. And also, we've never really expanded on our conversation as it relates to your consideration and these particular ideas associated with whether or not the Privy Council has taken on this position. We see the Free National Movement speaking in the papers this morning. Man, I'm enjoying this. Y'all come down, check me out. Have a good time. If you're in the area, if you're over there at Scotiabank, if you're in the area, please come back. Come by at Baja Retreat. Be a part of it, man. Get yourself prepared. We're shifting in our environment, and we're really preparing for the blessings that's coming in this year. I mean, it may start off a little bumpy, but I still believe it's going to be a beautiful year. Come down to Baja Retreat. Get yourself prepared for that. Get your pedicure. Get your manicure. Get your facial. Get your hot stones. Get all these things done. 323-6711. 323-6711. That's the number here. Or you can give them a call also at 323-6715. That's Baja Retreat in Spa. Malika is definitely waiting for you. The Free National Movement actually took on a position to talk about it. I read it in the papers, and I said to myself, well, this is peculiar. They started to talk about their alignment and agreement, rather, in one sense or the other. Let me find this paper. As it relates to the pronouncements that came down, I need to read that for you. And I was astonished by it. Can I say that? I was. Because not only did they take on the position to talk about, here we go. It's on A6. Free National Movement welcomes Privy Council. The Free National Movement, the FNMS, welcomed the Privy Council decision to children born to the Bahamas out of wedlock to Bahamian fathers and foreign mothers and citizens at birth. This ruling provides a final determination, this is what they said, final determination by the nation's highest court, and we welcome this development in a matter affecting fundamental constitutional rights. The party said in a statement, the Privy Council decision is a departure from the previous interpretation of Article 6. The implications of the departure will have an impact on the legislative, immigration, and social policy of the Bahamas. I agree with that 100%. We call upon the government to have a deliberate and considered approach as it determines how this decision will be applied. Or I say, since we anticipate that this ruling would have implications on policies that would require sober consideration, this is a big one, we are all committed to the removal of gender disparity. Gender disparity in the statute laws of the Bahamas. I want to talk about that. Politics can be such a vindictive, inconsistent, lopsided, unbalanced blood sport that we forget a mere 20-some months ago when the opportunities presented itself. We forget, and I'm just talking not specific to one administration or another, but we forget our proximity to leadership and the opportunities that existed thereof. I told you I had an opportunity to sit down at the Return to Idealism, and C.A. Nuri and I keep talking about the thing. Talk to me. Where does this concept come from? Have you conflated the word idealism? Have you defined it? Is it, have you attached a cultural preference or concept, an idea to it? Have you modified it in the approach to the culture that exists in this space? All of these things are worth talking about. And so as I read the Free National Movement's position, I recognize that this position, Justice Ian Wynder, Chief Justice, in his capacity now, when he made the particular ruling and it went to the Privy Council, was there a significant agitation from the government of the day? Let's talk about these things. Let's talk about these things and talk about the lack of conviction when we stand in the office of government as an administration to be able to execute for the growth and development of our country. Let's talk about these things. It's lopsided. It's imbalanced. And all it is a perpetual feeding of jargon and political talking points, but lacking action. For me, this is where the lack of idealism is. For me, this is where the inconsistency exists. Guys, please give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence toll-free, 242-300-5720. I want to take this quick commercial break, our very first commercial break. We are down here at Baja Retreats, chopping it down with Malaika and those persons. I see Mr. McKenzie is here. The proprietor here over at Baja Retreats remains committed to Guardian Radio, and definitely we're grateful for the opportunity to be able to do something here with him over at the foundation. I want to take this quick commercial break. We're going to be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this. The sixth edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th. Get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242. Or visit thebahamasgames.org.
Ready to step into the future? From your front door to the backyard and everywhere in between. See and speak to whoever's there with Ring Video doorbells and security cameras now available at Alive. Protect what matters most, all from one easy app. Available in your Google or Apple Play Store. Visit bealive.com/ring to learn more. We are Alive.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. I am wilding out on the side of this road, absolutely distracted today. It is a beautiful day. You're seeing such beautiful faces pass by. Guys, please stop by here at Baja Retreat. The foundation's out with Guardian Radio really being able to chop it down today. It's a beautiful day. I want to be able to read something from Acrecio here. Acrecio here has been committed to being able to do something with us Thursday after Thursday here on the foundation, and I'm grateful for it. So I want to be able to do that. It says, hair balding, thinning, or breaking, suffering from scalp issues, or hair that won't grow, then Acricio Hair Growth, East Shirley Street, has the solution for you. Quality hair products and hair care services for natural and relaxed hair. Yes, we treat men as well. Contact us at 601-5144 or WhatsApp at 802-6762. Your hair will love you again. As Acricio, you know, they've been committed for a very long time. But today, we are at Baja Retreat, out here on the porch. I'm feeling mad colonial. It is a beautiful, beautiful, cool day. Sunny outside, but we got good shade here. We want you to be able to be a part of this. I want you to talk to Malaika. She has, I know you enjoy her accent. Talk to me. I know you definitely enjoy her accent. She has all these things, and even if you're not just looking to do something for Mother's Day, she wants to be able to tell you about some other stuff that they got going on. Malaika, go ahead.
Yeah, but thank you for the brief for my accent. So, sure. So, Howard already mentioned, you guys, about our packages. So, just also to inform you that here on Baja Retreat, we also incorporate the service individuals. So, with all the package that I already mentioned, you still don't know what to buy for mommy, you can also purchase a gift certificate at the dollar amount. You can put $50, $70, $90, whatever you want. But, you know, don't be cheap with mommy because it's bringing this war, okay? So our service are individual as well. So just to remind you that here at Baja Retreat, we do facials, we do massages, body treatment, we do SNS, we do pedicure, we do brow thread, we do manscape. SNS is like a power assistant. It's a power assistant. It's a power assistant that they incorporate with the power and that help you with your nails to grow. You don't have to. It is a little different like shellac. And also to let you know about our products as well, all our products are in a special, some of them are 50%. We have a whole big basket. When you open the door, you will see it right there. There are 50%. So you can buy your mommy's own products as well. Also to remind you that we included here the our products. Every service that we do here at the spa, we retail the products. All our products are organic. The products that we do, our facials, the Eminence, we also carry the Camille Rolls, we carry the Miss Jessie. We also carry our famous product, the PFB, that costs $39. That's the products that we recommend. If you have any ingrown problem, any dark mark, that's the product specially for you. And we also carry as well the Pure Fiji line. We also carry the Farmhouse Fresh. And all our products we incorporate in our service. So please go ahead, come to Baja Retreat, purchase your gift certificate. And if you don't have the time, I'm going to repeat it again. You can purchase your gift certificate online. You can go on the website. You can decorate the gift certificate however you want it. You can put your name, your mommy. You can put the color, a little star, a little heart, I love you. Whatever you want to put for your mommy, you can do it online. You can pay it online. You can book your appointment online. But we would love that you to come here so we can meet you. We love our customer, and especially if they are new customer.
Listen, I know Malaika keep telling you, for your mommy, if you want to do this for your mommy, talk to me, right? I tell you, I got a Dominican auntie, right? From I was a little boy, I was doing this, right? But, you know, for us who've been married for a long time and our wives have birthed significant children, sometimes you got to treat your wife like your mommy also. She's a good, decent woman. She birthed your family. So you want to be able to make sure that she's comfortable, she's accommodated, you can be able to take care of her. Please.
And your baby mama?
Your baby mama?
Exactly. It don't matter if you're not married.
But like you're doing a lot.
Of course. Like the baby mama's outside. They need to.
Oh my God, but like you're doing too much. So you're outside, baby.
Mama, your friends, your baby mama outside. You know, your sweetie.
Oh my God, this three different levels. Your baby mama, your outside sweetie. This is too much.
Yeah, exactly. Don't matter. It's the mother.
As long as it's a mother. And sometimes you don't have to be a mother. Like, just the fact it's a woman.
You know, you come from a woman, right? Just the fact it's a lady. You just can come with something nice. Come here, Baja Retreat. We got you covered, baby.
You don't answer no questions. Are you baby mother or mama?
That's a good one.
No, you don't. Malaika ain't gonna ask you no questions. Just come here, be inconspicuous. Don't wear your baby mommy hat. Just come right in. They're gonna take care of you over here at Baja Retreat. She has everything laid out for you, everything set up for you. It's a beautiful thing. Like I said to you guys, if you're out there, it doesn't always have to be confined to exactly what you want to be able to do for your mother. Some of us, you know, maybe you, your mother's passed away, but you do have a woman in your life who has been like a mother in many instances to you. It could be an aunt, it could be a grandmother, all these particular persons. You want to be able to give them a time over here at Baraha Retreat. This is absolutely beautiful. I wanted to tell you, they got the TNG outside, always painted nice, refreshing environment. Really tells you about the core, the foundation of who we are as a people here in the Bahamas. And it actually captures that, encapsulates that in this particular space. It is a beautiful, and inside is cool, air conditioned. It is a beautiful space that you want to be able to be into.
Exactly. And also we take care of our hair very well. So we still take care of the protocols for the COVID. We still wearing our masks. So you can see I still have my mask. And we also wear our gloves with sanitizer. We have sanitizer every corner. So don't let like this COVID thing like already pass, like stop you to come. We are here. It's still taking care of your hair very, very serious.
I enjoy it with Malaka every single time I go out. I mean, beyond the wine that she's been trying to give me. Every time I hear with one, she bring me one cup today. Praise God. She, when I would want two and three bottles, she need to stop. She need to stop it. But it's a beautiful thing to be out here today. I just want to be able to be very clear to talk about these things. This is sort of the environment that always pampers you as I walk in. If she's giving me this sort of a treatment, oh, I didn't know you was coming. Let me make sure that you're comfortable. You want some water? You want some wine? What do you want? You want a facial? You want me to comb your hair? I don't know. Malika's trying to do the whole thing, right? But it's a beautiful thing to come in an environment where persons are concerned about you and being able to take care of you. You can come down here at Baraha Retreat and get those things. Now, let me give you the numbers again. If you want to give them a call right now to book something, 323-6711, 323-6711, or you can give them a call at 323-6715. Or if you're out there and you ain't got no minutes, talk to me. You're saving up your money for Mother's Day to buy this beautiful Swedish massage and everything that up with the hot stones down here at Baraha Retreat. You can give them a call at WhatsApp at 462-6065. That's 462-6065. Check out all the information online at BarahaRetreats.com, BarahaRetreats.com, and you can be able to purchase an instant gift certificate online. You can be able to find that information out right there.
That's right. And to remind you that we are going to be closed Sunday's Mother's Day, but we are right here open today, Friday and Saturday. We're going to be here since 9 to 6 p.m. Please book your appointment with time because we are a little busy. For not say full. You see what I mean? So please book your appointment on time, call us or email us, text us as well. And how he said, you can always find us right here in East Bay Street across from Luciano's Restaurant. Between Luciano's Restaurant across to Scotiabank. Sorry about that.
Now, I want to talk about this now, but because we see that you're doing some stuff. I know you got a lot of mothers here. You close on Sundays. Are you always closed on Sundays or are you open sometimes?
No. We normally open on Sundays, Mother's Day. Just this Sunday, the son of our employee, and they want to spend their time with their mothers as well. We have to be understanding as well.
Yeah. You got to be understanding. You got mothers here.
Exactly. We have mothers here. Like the majority of
them. And sweethearts.
Exactly.
You need to stop. I'm like, don't tell people. It's a beautiful thing to be here. Just come down here at Baraha Retreat. It's a beautiful environment. I assure you.
You didn't see our new chairs.
I saw it.
We changed the whole. We renovated the whole spa. You got to look at this. We are practically new. Everything here is just beautiful. Pumper.
Well, when we come back from the commercial break, I want you to be able to walk me through so we can see all the stuff. Like
that. Sure. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, please come down here to Baraha Retreat. If you want to, you can be able to give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up on the text.
This is our cottage. Just letting you know also, guys, that when you come in to spend the day with your mommy, you're going to be together in the cottage, together in the same room, just far from everybody, just you and your mommy, your sweetie.
Malanka needs to stop. She needs to stop. Come over. They have a beautiful setup all the way onto the side. It's a cottage-like, has all the classic setups. Beautiful setup right there. If you can be able to just enjoy yourself. I just saw two persons walking out of there. It's a great setup here, man. Baraha Retreat always does it in style with this professionalism. They really, really have been catering to us for a very long time in this community. And if you want to be able to ensure that your mother is treated with that level of professionalism and style, you want to come to Baraha Retreat.
That's right. Baraha Retreat have it also. Hurry up and come. We're ready to pump you all.
But like she said, make sure you set yourself up accordingly. I mean, don't wait till the last minute. I know that we are people that always wait till the last minute. They are, they don't want to say they don't want your business or nothing like that, but they are extremely busy here at Baja Retreat and want to be able to ensure that they can accommodate everyone. So if you can just do that favor for all of us and make sure that you can book in advance before you get down here, give them a call. You know the numbers. Like I said, the numbers are 323-6711 or 323-6715. I think I got a couple of your texts as actually coming through. Let me see if I can find the texts. Malanga said, if you got some questions, well, make sure you give us a call or hit me up on the text and we could be able to find that information for you. I think I said, producer, did you send me a text? I think I saw a text, you know. Well, guys, we just was having a general conversation about what was happening in the newspaper before we get out of here for 10 o'clock, I mean, for 1 o'clock, for the 1 o'clock news. I wanted to kind of put that thing out there and really have a good conversation with you guys. There's a lot of things happening in our country, man. Can we talk like this? There's a lot of things happening out here. It's very important that we participate. There's some things happening home that I need to be able to say to my kids. My son is graduating. He's sitting here with me. They have no school today. He's graduating from one of the high schools here. I just got to be decent. And they initially set him up to have a prom. Then he gets back and he says, Daddy, we're not having your prom anymore. They made some modifications, blah, 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 blah. And so I said to him, I said, okay, so what are you going to do? He said, man, I can't believe we're going to have a prom. I've seen this trend throughout the country now where there has been significant modifications to the tradition and the approach, sort of the experience of education in the country. And for the purposes of expedience, for the purposes of traditional comfort, for the purposes of sometimes just sheer laziness, and to be able to kind of strip them of an opportunity like this, I thought it was peculiar. Now, we start to talk about 1960s and the revolutionary period that was. And I always try to look at individual lives, organizational, professional, governmental, political, and see the small pockets of agitation that exist in those particular spaces. I'm from 8 Mile Rock. And during this time, the late 60s, might have been the early 70s or so, mid-70s. My mother went to the 8 Mile Rock High School, right? Right after its inception. And the 8 Mile Rock High School had a private road that the students were not able to walk on in the back there. And she would tell me the story. She said, you know, we started to picket. We started to protest. We write our signs. We went out. We sent letters. We did this. We did that all the way in the back of 8 Mile Rock High School. They protested that this road should have been paved or this road should have been a through road. And, you know, the other persons who came from her age grouping would tell me the same story. And I realized that this era, in this entire era, was charged with this determination that there should be equality. It was a global charge of equality that had been distributed. And for all and sundry who had a desire to kind of hold on and clamp to it, they did that. And I just want to ask whether or not we've lost that entirely in this country. There has been this relentless genuflecting to a pronouncement, not necessarily etched in stone, not constitutional, nothing to do with law, but just some emotion, some ideas, some feeling. Most recently, we've seen over the past few years a fight for the puff, the Afro puff. And being able to say that, you know, girls can be able to wear their puff. There needs to be a revival, not necessarily of a revolt, but of a very clear understanding of a position, of certain convictions. I don't believe it starts later. I believe it starts at young, very young. And so I said to my son, I said, there are other schools that are not having prom. There should be sort of a collection of being able to come together and throw this conglomerate of proms. I don't know what y'all can call it. But you got short time. Don't allow yourself to look back from the future into your past and say, man, I can't believe I didn't have prom. We watch enough movies with that. I've never been to prom. We watch enough things. We heard enough stories about, man, I really wish I had that experience. And so it's time for us to understand that we need to empower our children to stand. because we can't have another generation of relentless genuflecting. And that has to be the return of the idealism. That has to be where the idealism exists in our society, a return to this sort of strength and conviction to move us in the direction that we're supposed to move in. Guys, we're down here at Baja Retreat. I'm happy to be here. I really am. I'm grateful for the opportunity to kind of chop this down with you guys all the way here from Baja Retreat. We're on a live remote, and I'm so happy to be in your company today. Like I said, if you want to be a part of the conversation, please, 323-6232. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. That's it, 422-4796. All right, we're going to take this commercial break. We're going to go to commercials, get to news, and be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
We'll be back right after this.
We are going back to Cali, BK style, with the California King Collection, only available at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy your choice of plant-based, crispy chicken, or fire-grilled beef, topped with melted white cheddar cheese, bacon, freshly sliced red onion, ripe tomato, crisp lettuce, and BK's creamy guacamole, all served on a toasted brioche bun. The California King Collection packs a tidal wave of flavors and is made with only quality ingredients that are refreshing and filling with every bite. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
It's a special day for mom and she deserves the best. Bring her into Baja and let's de-stress. We'll pamper her and make her feel safe. Get mom a nice spa day.
Come visit us at Baja Retreat Spa. Purchase a gift for mom and call us today at 323-6711.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation.
Foundation. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this absolutely gorgeous Thursday afternoon, a few days before Mother's Day. You know, it's Small Business Thursday, and we're always talking, really highlighting today. Baja Retreat has commandeered our time entirely. God is good. Talk to me. You know, I get excited about these things. I'm grateful, always grateful for an opportunity to be able to come here live and in living color. Make sure next time I come down, have the little bouncing castle. Make sure you have a little pony ride. Make sure you can be able to, because why? When I reach is a celebration, baby. Don't fight me. It's a beautiful day. Be a part of the thing. Give them a call down here at Baja Retreat. The numbers you can call today, 323-6711, 323-6711, or hit them up, 323-6715. I'm waiting on Malika. She's going to give us a tour on the inside of the building, and we're really being able to talk about these things. But, you know, in the interim, as we wait for her to be able to get here, I just wanted to kind of touch a few things. I don't think that there should be any time that's eroded, that lapse, without just being able to identify some of the eroding social issues that we have or the need for revival, rejuvenation, regrowth in one area or another in our society. If you're just tuning into the show at the top of the hour, we just were talking about what's in the newspaper and whether or not this has a whiff, sort of a stench, of what we've seen happen in the United States of America as it relates to Me Too. I mean, I don't get in people business. I don't want you to say, oh, Howard, I could feel the spirit or the shadow of misogyny being able to pop up and you always want to be able to support. No, I just, this is what we've seen. We've seen sort of the rollout. I'm not placing on anyone innocence or guilt. I'm just simply saying it's peculiar how one rolls out right after another. But in all honesty, if these things are happening, I encourage you in your particular capacity, wherever you are, to speak up and speak out. It's kind of hard in this small society that we live in to have these kind of conversations, very uncomfortable for people to look at you with disdain and make these sort of assumptions, aspersions on you. But we want to encourage you to be able to step up and step out into this space of liberty and speak to whatever the matter is in these particular instances. Well, like I said, we're down here at Baja Retreat. I got to be as decent as possible. They've accommodated us, and I want to be able to do that here on Small Business Thursday to be able to highlight exactly what they're doing here. And I'm like, you got to be able to take me through the building, man. You got to take me through the building. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said to you, it's a beautiful setup here. We've done everything to kind of make sure that we can be able to hear when we go on the inside. absolutely cool, beautiful air condition. All
right. I have this client right here. She's been coming here for the longest. So I would like that if she can say something about how big her service here with us.
It is wonderful to see you. How are you doing? What's your name?
I'm Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary. How long have you been coming down here at Baja Retreat?
Coming here for such a long time, maybe like around 10 years. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The service has always been great.
Really?
So I always recommend this place.
Do you come for your pedicures, your manicures, or you do the whole body massage, the whole thing?
I normally do the threading, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing. So how do you...
She and her daughter, and she always recommends us with another person that she brings as well.
How has the service been over the years?
It's always been great.
Has Malaika always had this smile?
Yes.
She's always had this smile, ladies and gentlemen. Come down here. It's beautiful. It's so very nice to see you, Rosemary. It's good to see you, right? Right? It's a wonderful thing. When you come into an environment, it reminds me of Cheers. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And you get that sort of a feel, that vibe, when you come into Baja Retreats. It's beautiful. When you walk into the area, they got chandeliers. Look at the little chandeliers.
Very fancy here. Look at how
very fancy.
Look at our painting, our wall painting. It's just beautiful. Now,
take me to this first room right here to the right. When you walk into the area, you can see this room.
New chairs. Look at our new chairs. I mean, like,
just divine.
So these are... This is for your pedicure and also for your manicure. They can be able to do some stuff like that. You can be able to put your feet in there. For those of you who have big feet like mine, talk to me. We can't use it in a little box. You need to be able to have this entire thing. They got it laid out for you. You'll be able to come here. Talk to me a little bit about it, how we can be able to get this. If we just want to come for a pedicure, talk to me about that, Malaika.
You just need to come in, book your appointment. We have different kind of pedicure. See how beautiful we have our nails polish set up. With SNS, our shellac, regular polish, and we also have the that's a dryer. That is a polish that she dried your nails, just similar like shellac, but you don't have to put your nails on acetone, and you will take it off just like if you're taking regular polish.
So I see them out because I've been out of this thing for a while. I told you my aunt and my mother did this. I'm seeing a lot of persons talk about these gel tips and gel nails and whatnot. Right? So is that the SNS type style?
This is the SNS. How you can see we have different kind of color. Like all the colors in the world, I think we have an SNS. This is our power system. We also have the regular polish. We also, this is gel. All are different kind of colors as well. And all this is like our dust dryer.
This is a beautiful environment in here. They got some nice jazz, lazy jazz playing.
Look at our nice, beautiful... Wait and see.
I mean, Malaika talking about this like she did the upholstery. I mean, you need to stop it. It's beautiful in here, though. It's a beautiful environment. She says to me she's dealing with the customer. The customer is definitely waiting on her.
Sorry, our customer is our priority.
All the time. But you got nice print in here on the walls. Everything is laid out really nice. You know, one thing I never heard you say is that you guys have... I'm looking in the back here. I see somebody get their hair cut. Talk to me about it.
Yes. A lot of people didn't know, but we have a barber. His name is Jerome Miller, and he is a masterpiece in hair.
Master?
Yes,
oh, my goodness. So you got everything set up. You got your salon back here. When you go to the back room, you can be able to see these things. I don't know. He's with a client right now, so I don't want to get in his business. So we're doing these things now, right? We're doing these things now, and we got everything kind of laid out. And listen, man, this is a beautiful setup. If you want guys want to be able to come down here, make sure you book your appointments in advance, and we can be able to get that done. 323-6711, 323-6711. The place is getting crowded. I'm going to step back on the outside in that beautiful, cool porch that they got set up outside. But it's a beautiful thing that's going on. Guys, please come down here to Baja Retreat.
You see all our products that we have? Everything is organic. This is our skincare line. It's just making with fruits and vegetables, spices, and central oils. The name is Eminent. And we also carry the farmhouse fresh, the sand oils that we do our massages, and the scrub, we also retail them as well.
And so everything is organic, you say?
Exactly. Everything. We try to be the most healthy possible for you guys. At the same time, you see? I was telling you, we have 15% off. You can come and purchase to mommy any one of our lotion, creams, some hair products. We have lingerie. We
I'll translate when we're done.
Thank you. And let me explain you. We also have, we carry here at Baja Retreat, the famous Crescapelo product. This product comes from my country, Dominican Republic. It make your hair grow for breaking and stop the hair to come out. So come and get it here at Baja Retreat.
Now, listen, what she tell you is not 15%, it's 50%. It's a day 50. 50% off. You can come. They have everything stacked up here. You can get beautiful lingerie. You have great stuff, body lotions. They got coconut cream. They have body oils. They have everything. If you want to be able to get that, something saying fluffy bunny with shea butter, the entire thing. If you guys are out here and you're thinking about being able to really pamper yourself, this is place to do it.
How you been helping me so good with my accent, so I think I'm going to let you pick anything from here from my beautiful 50% off basket.
This is exciting stuff. Listen, I gonna need some butter so I can rub my wife down, you know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Praise God. You know, I have 4 children now.
I see that, and they are awesome. Like, they look so much like you.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm going to let them know. So this helped me get 5. Talk to me.
Of course.
You need to stop it. It's enough. It's enough, children, man. Listen, guys, please come down here. Skincare line.
We also are still retailing our stuff for our cup for COVID. Still until, you know, like a lot of people think like COVID still is not around. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's still. So we retailing the masks, the sanitizers as well.
Yeah. So for the COVID-19, if you still have kids that go in certain environments, you know that you have to still wear it. If you're going into the hospitals, into those public areas, you want to be able to pick up your mask and everything like that. They have that down here at Baja Retreat. Check them out. The KN95 Protect Mask, protective mask. But more specifically, come and get your skincare. Get these things taken care of. Please give them a call at 323-6711. Tell them one more time about some of the stuff that's available for mom when she's coming down.
Sure. So how I was telling you, we also have our package. We put some very nice package for you guys. Starting since the Distressed Mom package that includes a signature massage, a signature facial, a spa pedicure, gel manicure, and the price is $183. We also including the mother and daughter spa day. Come with your mommy and your daughter and have a nice spa day. And that included a Eggman signature facial, aroma body polish, express massage with hot stone, a spa pedicure or gel manicure. That's for 2 person. The price is $370 plus bar. 3 hours here with us. Mother's Delight, that's including the aromatherapy massage, body polish, 90-minute signature massage that I mentioned y'all before. That is a massage that included hot stone, sweetest, aromatherapy. It's like 4 massages in one. We also have included the facial as well, the aromatherapy manicure, hot stone aromatic pedicure. Also, you have a budget for $35 from Green Parrot Restaurant. And the price is $485. Also, we have the Pamper Mom package that included the lavender relaxing massage, Eminent signature facial, signature manicure, signature pedicure. Lunch included for $35 for each person. 4 hours here at Baja Retreat for $365. And then we also have the Sincere Gratitude aromatherapy body polish, express massage with hot stone, classic manicure, and expert pedicure. And with all the package that I mention you all guys, you still don't know which one to pick. You remember that we also have our service individual. You can purchase your gift certificate online. You can also do it by the dollar amount, our gift certificate value for 1 year. And we are here to serve you. So hope you all guys come on and spend Mother's Day here with us.
Well, like Malanka said, it's not going to be Mother's Day specifically on that day, but in preparation to move towards Mother's Day, I think everybody needs to be able to, I think also you need to tell your mother, cook the night before, or you do the cooking or ordering or however you got to do the night before. The Sunday should be a lazy day. Baja Retreat is going to be closed down for that particular time. They're normally open on Sundays, but on Mother's Day, the 14th of May, they're going to be closed here. So if you're making your preparations, if you receive that gift certificate and one of the cards or something, that know that you can have that for an entire year.
Yes, of course. Our gift certificate is valid for 1 year. You have 12 months to use it.
Yeah, so your procrastination should at least, you should override that procrastination at some point to get yourself coming down here at Baja Retreat, to get your massage, to get your facials, to get your pedicure, to get your manicure, to get your SNS, all these particular things down here, and know that you can also be able to get your lunch. They say from where? Over at
Green Parrot Restaurant. Before, we used to do it from Luciano's Restaurant in Green Parrot, but you all know Luciano's is not working anymore as a restaurant, unfortunately, but we have you covered right here on Green Parrot.
Okay, so make sure you come down here and enjoy yourself. They got everything laid out for you. We want you to be a part of that. It is a beautiful thing.
Oh, something about to say about the budget that we give you all guys for $35 by Green Parrot. If you want to buy another thing, you know what I mean, you pass in the budget, the only thing that you have to pay is the difference.
Okay. So it's a wonderful thing. You can be able to just pay the difference, whatever you have. They take that core package which you have, that core certificate, and if you want to be able to upgrade it, they just pay the difference for that. That wouldn't be a problem at all. So you can do that. It's a beautiful thing. Please give them a call over here at Baja Retreat, 323-6711, 323-6711, 323-6715. Malika, we're going to give you a call back before we go to a commercial break so you can tell us a little bit more about that beautiful environment down here at Baja Retreat on this Small Business Thursday. I want to thank you. But before we go into commercial break, I want to read one or two of these texts. I got Howard. Let me see if I can get this text open up for you. It says, Howard, I know you guys cannot talk about the case concerning Adrian Gibson, but did the newscast just say that Adrian choked out his fiance? This text is actually coming through. Let me read what the papers say, more specifically verbatim, as opposed to being able to make any speculations or these sort of ideas associated with it. Make sure you pick up your newspaper Thursday, May 11, 2023. Woman claims MP brutally attacked her. Gibson's former fiance seeks to testify virtually in a corruption trial, and judges hear arguments in MP's bid to stop the trial from proceeding. So it goes on to say, Long Island MP Adrian Gibson's former fiance, Alexandria Mackey, who wishes to testify via video link in his corruption trial, alleges that he choked her, suffocated her, and tried to gouge her eyes out in December of 2021. This is the acting director of public prosecution, Cordell Frazier, told the court yesterday. This is the information that actually came through. And this is wild to me. You know, let's see if we can find another piece of this story without diving into it. I just need to know, what is happening in our country? That's all I need to know. What is happening in our country that, you know what I say? This is what I say. And we've actually seen this sort of the elements or the evidence thereof that existed in other instances. When we started to have this sort of, the initial allegation came out to say an MP raped. We saw it splattered all over the newspaper. And everyone was kind of eager to see whether or not this MP would be picked up, named, and sort of hauled before the courts. It didn't happen. And I don't know, I want to tell you, within a few days, we saw something else. On one of the major cruise ships, some allegations coming forward indicating that this person was raped or sexually assaulted, let's be decent, sexually assaulted in one capacity or the other. off of one of the major cruise lines, and the fellow was picked up, by the way. So the disparity that exists in this particular space is very peculiar. That's one. But two, the universe has a way, and I say the universe because there are elements that are designed prior to us that seek to ensure that there is balance socially, physically, emotionally, and otherwise. Internally, we have this sort of propulsion, and environmentally, we have this, and we see it in the environment. When there are allegations in one area where there is no pursuit, we see it another way. So now we can see the inconsistency in our environment. Let's just be very clear about this. This is the exact same thing that's happening here. The universe is peculiar in this particular instance. For me, I don't know if you have this kind of an idea or belief, but for me, it's peculiar. Because whilst we saw one allegation, we may be flippant and kind of dismissive with the idea that this is the one-off. But as we see this continue to roll out, is this the balance that is required in this day and time, in this day and age? Is this the balance, the universe is indicating that there needs to be attention paid in this area to reform, to transform, to find a true sense of growth. We've seen this happen over and over again. With nothing, with no resolve, and it continues to be able to come to the forefront. And so we say to the officials associated with these particular things that we can no longer be flippant and dismissive with these allegations. We can't, man. It's very important that we find a position to execute these things with a fine-tooth comb and ensure that the allegations are just not just allegations, but they have merit, and haul these people before the courts. I don't know. I want to be able to talk about the political merit associated with these things. I want to take that. I don't know whether or not today is the appropriate day to do that. But I want to talk about, we talked about it before, the honorable aspect of this. And that return to idealism. Talk to me. That's the ideal thing to do. The ideal and honorable thing to do after there has been significant allegations levied against you and you are hauled before the courts, questioned in any, the honorable must be stricken from your name. Talk to me. And there's a lot of conversations that say that men and women found themselves levy against this proverbial rock in a hard place in our society should do the honorable thing. And my question has always been, are they confused about what the honorable thing is? I need to know from other members of parliament, why is there no agitation to see this member step down? I need to know from other members of parliament who are in these particular positions, why has there not been an outcry of what should happen in these particular instances? I need to know. I need to know. The issue that we have with criminality in our country is a lack of enforcement. There is relentless conversations about the fact that murderers should not be executed. They should not be for whatever murder. You know, they always want to talk to you about the level. Well, depending on how it was done, you know, the severity, the this, the that, no, listen, there's too much stuff. If we want to be able to take it back to the biblical text, it should be an eye for an eye. I want to talk like this. I want to have this conversation with you. And because there has been sort of this morphing effect, this shifting effect, this contorting, this social contorting on our position as it relates to this, everything else fell in line. Now there is a relentless shifting of the sands. The lines are not drawn. They're not pronounced as to when you execute something against another brother and sister here in our society. You find yourself in this position where you feel that you can be free. They can let me out, man. That's the conversation that many, many an accused murderer have in our society. Oh, they can let me out, man. I can be out in a couple of days. Ah, I got bail money. I got this happens here. Is there any expectation that when men and women of significant social status find themselves, these allegations levied against them, that they're not flipping and dismissive? Man, that's only foolishness, man. That can be done. We've seen after allegations of, because we've heard it, the allegations associated with Alicia Rowe. We've heard it. But we hadn't seen the pursuit till after that particular government steps out of office. And the former prime minister indicated that, listen, he's not the bus will roll over you. That's what he indicated. And he has never been a man of his word. Never. Relentlessly genuflecting, contorting, shifting, and finding an excuse for the men and women of his cabinet. The only person who found himself having to step down from cabinet under his regime was Dwayne Sands. and that goes deeper, man, come, y'all stop playing. This is 21 by 7. We know your business, not because it's not pronounced in the newspaper. That doesn't mean that you don't have social allegation. We already look, the court of public opinion sees you in a particular light. That was a political infight and a jockeying and shifting for position. We've heard significant allegations. Who got this contract? Who got this one on the side? Give this contract to the... We've heard all of these things. No prosecution, no transparency, no accountability, but the expectation that we vote for you again. This is big wild. Wild! Extra D's, exclamation. That no matter what you do, the expectation is Bahamian people will forget and afford you another opportunity. We got to stop this foolishness in this country. We got to stand strong, man. And execute accordingly. Revive our convictions, belief, and align ourselves with something greater than ourselves. Greater than our aspirations to move towards finances, to enrich ourselves, to take care of our friends, families, and lovers. This is about the Bahama land. And you toss and turn on your bed as you, if you're so lucky as to be able to have a deathbed, you toss and turn with agony to know that you should have done more, that you should have been upright, that you should have done the right thing by the Bahamian people, that you know your anticipation, that as soon as your eyes is closed and you breathe this last breath, that there is a significant judgment coming for you. Because guess what? We judge ourselves, you know. I read a couple of stories. The fellow said he stood before judgment and he knew the allegations levied against him, that they were true. He could not even defend himself. He yielded because he knew that this is where he was. When you're transitioning over to death, after you have levied, hurled, vomited this vile and vitriol against the Bahamian people, when given a significant opportunity to be able to lead us, you know torture coming for you on the other side. You know that. You anticipate that because the faith that was conditioned into you said that this is what your expectation can be. And you still... today, seek to take the Bahamian people out and not provide us with a transparent opportunity for growth. We got to talk like this, guys. We got to get this Bahama land back. We cannot allow these greedy men and women who have elevated themselves based upon proximity and social promotion within our parliamentary system, within our governmental system, within our administration, within our governments. These men and women, they lack luster. They lack passion, they lack vision, they lack many of them. Not all, I can't put everybody in the bucket. But we have to take this country back. We have to find the Paul Hanners. We have to find the A.D. Hanners. The Paul Adderleys, I'm sorry. The A.D. Hanners. We have to find these particular people. We have to find them. We have to find the spirit of those men and women who form the Free PLP. Not this FNM that we're talking about today. No, that ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the initial thrust to separate against those men and women that didn't align themselves with the constitutional conviction and direction for the country. Let's talk like that, guys. Let's take this quick commercial break. We're down here at Baja Retreat, chopping it down. There's a lot of things heavy on my heart to talk about this country. And I hope you guys are here for the conversation. Please, you know what to do. Give me a call, 323-6232. 323-6233-325-4316 242-300-5720 or 422-4796. Please, ladies and gentlemen, live and in full effect down here at Baja Retreat on the foundation this beautiful Thursday, Small Business Thursday. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this. The foundation.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Shopping is so rewarding with my Fidelity credit card. I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem freedom points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764.
Marco's Pizza, we never skip on quality or ingredients. Save some cash and satisfy your cravings with our new carry-out medium two-topping pizza for only $12.50. That's right, order two of your favorite toppings like sausage and green peppers on one medium pizza for only $12.50. Fat inclusive on our app or online. Made daily with fresh dough, our signature sauce, and fresh cheese. Only at Marco's Pizza. Restrictions apply.
It's a special day for mom, and she deserves the best. Bring her into Baja and let's de-stress. We'll pamper her and make her feel safe. Get mom a nice spa day.
Come visit us at Baja Retreat Spa. Purchase a gift for mom and call us today at 323-6711.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. We're out here with Malanka. She's trying her hardest to intoxicate me. I told her, stop it in Jesus' name. She needs to stop. Talk to me. We got the red wine, but this is a relentless pursuit to ensure that you're comfortable, to ensure that you're accommodated, to ensure that you're relaxed when you're at Baja Retreat. Come, you got to come down here and check it out. This is the number to give them a call if you want to be able to book something. 323-6711, 323-6711, 323-6715. It's all about Baja Retreat in preparation for Mother's Day. Malanka, tell us about it.
Yes, of course. We're preparing all our beautiful package for you all, like how I mentioned it before, the starting season, the distressed mom, we have the Mothers and Daughters Spa Day, we have Mother's Delight, Pamper Mom, Sincere Gratitude. You know, you can create your own package as well, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes, like with our individual service, you just apply the ones that you want to have and you just make your own little package. You have your own budget.
So it's a beautiful thing. If you want to come down here, well, I can't say if you want to. I think that as it relates to mothers, now my mommy all the way in Grand Bahama, but she's saying to me, because you got to come down here for Destin's graduation, Malika's saying to me that I could purchase a gift certificate now and it will be good for 12 months. So whenever your mother comes from the family islands or the states or wherever she is, she can still be able to enjoy Baja Retreat.
Just say that, and can also purchase your gift certificate online. You go to our website, www.baharetreat.com, and you can just go in our stuff that say purchase gift certificate. You download it, you decorate it how you want it. You can also make your payment and online, and you can also make your appointment online as well. So if you don't have the time to come here, unfortunately, we want to see you. But if you don't have the time, we understand, and you can also do it online.
There's a couple of things I do think I need to translate for you. Preparated is prepared. That's one.
Right. I can't.
And the second one is www. That's www, right?
.com and the .com?
.com, right? The .com? Listen, but like as my girl, I always enjoy coming with her. It's a beautiful thing down here at Baja Retreat. This is just sort of the vibe that you get when you get here. Good energy, good people, good fun. Good times down here at Baja Retreat.
And I'm waiting for Sonny Little Messenger. Any question for me so you can help me to translate it?
Guys, if you have any questions for Baja Retreat, please text me, 422-4796, 422-4796. My producer is sending right over. Or if you want to give us a call, please give me a call down here and give me like an opportunity to be able to use that beautiful Dominican accent down here and translate to you exactly what's happening at Baja Retreat. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous environment. It's this sort of the environment that you want to be in that can capture and encapsulate who we are in this sort of an lazy islands here in the country. It's a beautiful thing, man. Malika, what else you need the people to know about how they can be able to make sure pamper mommy when I'm Jumada on Mother's Day? Talk to me.
Of course, like the only thing that you have to do pamper mommy, is just come here to Baja Retreat, purchase a gift certificate, make your appointment, and let your pamper. Like, have some a little lunch with us. Like, if you still see the little setup that we do for when we bring you your food, it's just beautiful. Like, you just like a king and queen. We will all pamper you about.
Malika got everything on it. She want me to translate. Listen. When she brings you your food, it's just like a king and queen. Oh, I meant queen and queen. You're going to have a beautiful time, you and your mother. You can have a great... But like, am I doing a good job?
Of course.
I'm doing a good job.
Please tell that, like, my accent, it is better when you see me personal. So come to Baja Retreat so you can meet me.
Yeah, because it goes over well with this beautiful smile that Malika has there. So
it's,
she got an afro now. She got an afro now. So she's out here. She's doing these things. Come on, please come down here to Baja Retreat. Set your thing up. They've always been committed to Guardian Radio, always committed to this particular time slot and space, the revolution, and now the foundation. We're grateful to them. We're grateful to Mr. McKenzie for being able to do this and want you to know that this is the space and place that you want to do. But just remember that they're not open on Sunday. If you're out here trying to pick up some Kong salad, relax with some Kong fritters and get yourself a Bahama Mama on Sunday and Mama passes by and say, Ma, I could use a pedicure. They are closed. So anticipate these things and get yourselves prepared to purchase something for Mommy. Just let her know, Mommy, whenever you're ready to get your feet done. Don't be like my grandmother.
The facial as well, the massages, like also the brow thread. You can purchase some nice products that are 50%. I said the 50%, right?
50%. She got it this time.
We're working together.
It was 15%. She put 35% on it. Praise God. It's 50% now. So we're happy for that, right? So
you're working hard. You're getting your gift.
I get my gift. Don't try to push that lingerie on me, okay? You need to stop. Right? But it's a beautiful thing. Now, don't be like my grandmother. My grandmother looked at, I think, my grandfather's foot one time, despite the fact that had her own beauty salon upstairs called Hair Nail Plus at 8 Mile Rock. She looked at my grandfather's foot one time. She said, baby, his name is Lionel. She said, Lionel, we need to go down to Lover's Beach to scrape your foot on one of these, on the rock. I said, Grammy, this is wild what you're doing. She said, yeah, you see how hard that is? Don't wait until your foot get that hard. Come down here at Baja Retreat and get these particular things done now.
And remember the products that we use in our service, especially for the Fit Her Heart. They all organic, all natural, and we also retail them.
Retail, everything's here. Give them a call, 323-6711. 323-6711. WhatsApp them at 544-1855. Is that the right number? 544-1855. Hit them up at www.baharetreat.com. And they're right here on East Bay Street, opposite Scotiabank, right here before Luciano's of Chicago. You remember where that place is? It's right there.
You cannot miss. So we have a big, nice sign right there for you guys.
Okay. So it's right there. So you can come down here, enjoy yourselves, get yourself pampered, get yourself prepared, not only for Mother's Day, but far beyond. Even if you get a gift certificate now, remember this. I think some of us kind of are feverish. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? How am I going to get this thing? How am I going to? Listen, man, take this thing, pamper yourself. De-stress. De-stress. Alleviate yourself in these particular areas and move forward.
That is right. And just remember that if you, all the service that we have and all the package, you don't know what to buy it still, you can also purchase the gift certificate at dollar amount. You can put whatever your budget is.
So
open. Just say open gift certificate.
So that's like a prepaid card. If you get $5, but I'm sure mommy would do more than $5. Talk to me.
Of course. You know, mommy bringing this war. Mommy deserve it all.
Mommy deserve it all. Let's just be very clear about it. And if you're anything like my mother, she can start singing to me. When I say, mommy, I need X amount of dollars, she said, for the 9 months I carried you, no charge.
Yeah. You can be one of the singers. If you also bring your mommy for your nice service, you can also bring whatever you want. We just send her some flowers. You can do a signagram. Translate, my love.
Whatever you want to do, you could bring your mommy some flowers. You could also do a singagram. Whatever you want to do. This is wild. I'm translating Spinglish.
Yes.
This is crazy, right?
And if you tell us in advance, you ask for Malika, I can prepare the room very nice. We put a little rose and champagne and wine, whatever you want. You know, mommy deserves it all. We are here to help you and assist you. So just talk to us and we will see what we can do.
Mommy get rose petals too?
Yes,
listen, this mommy, okay? Rose petals are designed for something else. Talk to me. This, it's a lot. You're doing a lot. But come down here to Baja Retreat.
You don't want mommy walking rose petals? Like, is she coming in the room?
Daddy need to get mommy rose petals. He need to stop her like her.
No, but daddy, well, the daddy.
Let daddy get mommy rose petals.
He can come with her too. And can be right here in that beautiful cottage.
Daddy?
Together.
So this could be the king and queen set up in the cottage. If you want to be able to do that, give them a call down here at Baja Retreats, 323-6711. Or 323-6715. Malika, thank you so very kindly for this, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You'll have a good afternoon. Thank you so much for supporting my accent. You do an excellent job. And continue to listen to y'all and hope you guys see y'all here at Baja Retreat. I have it all.
Absolutely. Baja Retreat down here, East Bay Street, right across the street from Scotiabank, right before you get to the... what's that called? Luciano's of Chicago. You know exactly where it is. There's a big sign out there. All the stuff is laid out. You can see that. It's a beautiful thing. If you want to be able to get more information, please give them a call. 323-6711. 323-6711. 323-6715. It's 323-6715. I want to read a couple of these text messages before we get out here. Okay, she told me, remember my free gift, I'm going to go in there, so I'll definitely do that. Let me see if I can read one or two of these texts before we get out of here. My producer has been sending me some texts. This is Howard. Here we go. It says, if that allegation is brought forward by the prosecution, Gibson's case may be thrown out. It says our, but I'm sure you mean out. And somebody may be sued. Allegations may be real, but his has nothing to do with the case. If you read the story, you can actually be able to see that. If you read the story, you can be able to see that these particular things that she wants to sort of make these allegations or testify. She wants to be able to do that all the way from Orlando, where she currently lives. So read the story. Make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper. Dive deeper into the story. I touched the surface of the thing, hopefully to be able to whet your appetite to dive deeper into it, because there's some stuff that's happening socially, and it is big while. I think it's crazy. So we're going to talk about that. There's a next one that came through. He says, I agree with you, but I don't know we can still call an MP honorable after they choke someone out. This is it. Now, that's heavy how you structure that. Because without being able to put a specific name on any of these things, we've heard members of parliament prior using their hands as fists to be able to get their objective to push forward. We heard it before. These particular stories that bubble up on the social lines about what members of parliament would have done and how they find themselves in these positions. We've also heard stories or alleged stories that has bubbled out even the cabinet of the Bahamas at some point. We've heard it, man. We live here. I'm not putting a name or administration to these things, but we're saying to you, when you say that whether or not men and women should be called honorable in this particular instance, the honorability doesn't have to do with the impulsive action. This is my personal opinion. Honorability doesn't have to do with the impulsive action. The honorability comes after the considered position, after the consideration, after the anger has subsided and you know what you've done. Honorability says that after I've committed these particular atrocities, after I've gone contrary to the commitment that I've made to the Bahamian people, I feel this sort of commitment and necessity to step back. I have done you a disservice in one way or another. Guys, I see you calling me on my personal phone. I don't know whether or not you're calling me, but please, I'll be off the show in a few minutes. You can be able to give me a call then. I'll be more than happy to engage you in conversation. I get 98 missed calls. That's a lot. I hope everything is okay. But I just want to be able to say that to you. I don't think honorability lies within the action. I think it has to do after you've already come down from this proverbial high and this unquenchable anger, this desire to be able to get your own way, this vigilante perspective and demeanor that you've had, rejecting the pen to be able to take up your fist or a sword or any of these particular things. The honorability comes with being able to suffer the consequences of your action and know that this is what your lot is. I think that's where it is. For me. That's just how it now. Don't fight me. This is just how it. All right? I want to be able to read some more of these texts as action's coming through. Also, let's see if we can do that. It says, but Howard, the Bible replaced an eye for an eye with the gospel of forgiveness. That's the New Testament, Howard. Talk to me. I don't know whether or not the Bible replaced anything. I think it shows a contrast. Or like our good friend Craig Flowers said, the evolution of time. I don't think it replaced anything. I think we still have a responsibility to be able to identify a spirit, talk to me, amongst us that needs to be eradicated in one way or the other because of relentless return to the exact same thing. Let's just talk like this. This is every F&M. This is the text that comes. It's every F&M while in office, step down when accused. The Free National Movement members now being accused happen after the F&M laws. Dwayne and Peter resign while in office. Now I can read the top of your text. And I want digestive. I just want digested for 2 seconds. Every F&M while in office step down when accused. Let that soak in. Let it soak in. Every F&M in office step down while when accused. Now, this is inaccurate. Because we know the pushback. We know the pushback that existed. And we know the political game that exists behind the veil. Have you not heard these particular things? And as a result of this kind of commitment that has been made and whatever they did, then we see people step forward. Let's just be clear. Conviction has nothing to do with external influence. You have to know within yourself that this is wrong and step down. Don't let me put that on you. Put it on yourself. And you know how society, this misogyny exists in our society and this conditioning. You decide to be able to step into your honorable position as a member of parliament. And you say, I want to step down because of these allegations. The first thing the old fellas can tell you, many of them, oh, you're a fool. Eh? You fool bad. You didn't have to step down. Stop it. We got to restore some things in our society. She says, how would you ask for honorable people to be in parliament? First, they have to get elected. People don't vote reliable, honest people anymore. They like liars. That's crazy. While I am always effective, I guess, in my jobs and always hold the highest standard, I can't get elected because I don't sugarcoat things. I can't be bought. That's some information. Thank you, Malika. Malika just brought me something right here, right? Okay, she's saying she's got something for me and my wife in there. This is an exciting thing. She says, can choice to quit and speak out or speak out anyway and accept what comes? They got any of them DR happy endings? Gee, oh my God. I even read that too fast. No need to stop it. Let me see if I could read a couple more texts that's actually coming through. It says, you have a caller online. Is he still online? Or she? I have my phone on silent, man. I didn't see this coming through. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello, Howard. Hello, Howard. I see you being preparated. Hello.
I got you now. How you doing, my brother?
Yeah, I see you being preparated.
Hey, I'm here.
Howard, you being preparated?
Yes, sir.
Well, I hope you have a designated driver.
No, 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 man. I'm good, man. No, no, no. Malika just gave me a glass. I leave it right here just to make it look good.
We're
having a good time down here with her at Baja Retreat. Why don't you come down and check it out?
I'm thinking about it as long as there's preparation in there.
Go ahead.
But Howard, to this systemic problem we're having here with the judiciary, that sort of seems to be allowing, and you know, you have the general area around here in the Caribbean talking about how sloppy our system is. But boy, this one gonna really test to see how sloppy our system is. That's all I want to say, Albert.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. I don't know whether or not it's perceived as sloppy. I think a lot of persons view us as archaic, non-progressive, and lacking conviction. I think a lot of people view us based upon our position in the Caribbean or at the pinnacle thereof as self-indulged and conceited in one way or another. So, you know, we're going to be able to see exactly what and how it takes it from there. Guys, we're 3 minutes out, and I want to be able to thank you so much for being able to call us today, for tuning in, for listening to all that we've done and continue to do down here at Baja Retreat, who is most definitely a friend of the show. And we're grateful for all the opportunities they continue to be able to give us to come and bring their message, their product, their services to the general public and say to them and say to you that this is what we offer. So come down here at Baja Retreats. The number you can dial is 323-6711, 323-6711, or you can be able to give them a call at 323-6715, 323-6715. I am so happy to be here with you guys. And hopefully you enjoyed yourself as much as I did. Malika's, her accent is always nostalgic. I tell you, I got a Dominican auntie. Her name is Diony. And this is what I've been hearing from. I was 5 years old. So I've always been able to enjoy that. One or two more texts before we get out of here. It says Gibson's still an MP. He's still in office as an MP. He didn't step down. Step down don't only mean if you're in cabinet, step down as an MP too. I agree with you. But I also agree, watch me in this last 2 seconds of the show, I also agree that Kirk Cornish should separate himself, or the government should separate themselves in his parliamentary capacity in the office of the Prime Minister. I just mean. But for the purposes of perception and being able to ensure that everything is rectified and everything is a go, just step down in this particular capacity. If you're not stepping down as a member of parliament, this administration should have the conviction to make those decisions. That's just me. I ain't fighting you. I'm just saying what needs to happen in the progressive Bahamas. Guys, that's been the show today. I want to thank you so very kindly for tuning in on this beautiful Small Business Thursday. I thank you for being able to call in, for tuning in, for doing all that you've done. Please, give me a call at 827-0111, 827-0111, if you want to be a part of it next week or the week thereafter. I thank you for participating and listening in, tuning in all the way from Baja Retreat on this small Thursday. I want you guys to stick and stay for Shivago Lang with Z Live right after this. We'll see you tomorrow, Godspeed, right here on The Foundation, 96.9 FM. Have a beautiful day, guys. That's the show.
The Foundation.